Welcome to week 8. Integration and living from awareness. This final week is not a conclusion in the usual sense. Nothing new is introduced. Nothing needs to be mastered. Instead, week 8 invites you to recognize something simple and often overlooked, just like before. Awareness has been present throughout this entire course and throughout your entire life. The practices of the previous weeks were not meant to create a special state of mind, or identity, or a way of being. They were meant to reveal what is already functioning naturally. Already functioning naturally. Beneath stress. Beneath effort. This week is about integration, which means allowing awareness to be part of ordinary life without trying to maintain or protect it. That's really the key idea for this week, is that awareness does not need to be remembered or sustained or applied. This is not applied non-duality. It's not sustained non-duality. It's not a generated feeling. It's already present, already, during clarity and during confusion. You have awareness during calm and during stress. You have awareness during moments of focused attention and during moments of distraction. Living from awareness does not mean life becomes perfect. It means experience is met more honestly, with less resistance. The core practice for this week is called unstructured open awareness. Some people call it choiceless awareness. This final practice offers very minimal guidance, allowing awareness to recognize itself without any technique. Feel free to return to this one anytime in the future. Like usual, we begin by just getting into a comfortable position and getting settled. If at some point you need to change positions, that's okay too. You can use a chair or a bed or whatever works for you. Relaxing into awareness. Just relaxing and noticing that awareness is already present. Nothing needs to be done to establish awareness. It's always in the background. Allowing experience to unfold naturally. Everything experienced unfolds naturally. Sounds, sensations, thoughts come and go, appear and disappear. No object of meditation, nothing to focus on, nothing to exclude. If attention narrows, notice that. If attention widens, notice that. Awareness includes both. Awareness includes it all. Awareness even includes the idea of doing it incorrectly. Because awareness does not depend on technique. Notice that even if you were to exert some great effort, that would just be an experience in awareness. Awareness is present the whole time, before, during, and after, untouched by the experience. There's no finish line, no final state to reach, just being aware, the simple fact of being aware. If stress arises, notice that. If deep calm arises, notice that. Awareness doesn't actually favor one over the other. It's all included. Let life be as it is. Awareness remains. Very good. Now, as we gently allow the practice to come to an end, notice that awareness continues without any instruction. So, you may have noticed that you felt some ease or neutrality, or you may have noticed you felt some restlessness or uncertainty. It's all included. All of these are included. All of these are fine. Integration does not mean you have this amazing, constant, perfect clarity. Integration means nothing is excluded. Stress will still arise sometimes, but it's often going to be met differently now, with less resistance, less identification, and more space. Living from awareness does not require constant self-observation. It does not require withdrawing from life or maintaining any kind of specialness. It simply means noticing awareness when it is noticed and trusting that it is present even when it is not noticed. Daily life becomes the practice. If you enjoy journaling and you'd like some reflection prompts for the week ahead, Consider these. What changed most in your relationship to stress? Which practices felt most natural? What feels trustworthy now, even during difficulty? There's no need to finalize these answers. They may change yet over time. Lastly, as we close, one more important note. This course does not promise permanent calm or absence of difficulty. It offers something quieter and more reliable, a different relationship to experience, and a recognition of what has always been present, open, indestructible, and free.